Do you remember some of the war songs that were popular then?
Big bands.
Did you see them?
Oh, yeah. I danced to all of them. We had sock hops at school. I still swing dance, and I still do aerials.
What were the names of some of those bands?
There was Eddie Duchin and Glenn Miller and Guy Lombardo and Charlie Barnett, Tommy Dorsey, the Dorsey Brothers. Some of the singers were Doris Day.
Did they have a big dance pavilion in Wichita and these big bands would come through?
They did in Kansas City, Missouri, down by the old airport. They used the hangars in there. Where I met most of the big bands was when they'd come up to the Army hospitals after the war, when Don was going from one Army hospital to another. The USO would bring the big bands.
Did you see them in person, any of them?
I couldn't go to all of them because I was working.
Yeah, but you heard them on the radio.
Oh, yes. I had the records.
How long did you work at Boeing as inspector of rivets?
Well, I started in December. I went to school for 6 weeks. In January, the end of January, I was at Boeing working in the plant. That whole year of 42, I was there clear up till December. And my mother and Don Medavellis talked me into getting married because he told my mother that I'm under secret orders and I have to marry Marina before I go overseas. And my mother said, you might as well marry him because he is an officer. You'll be an officer's wife and blah, blah. And of course, I guess I went uniform crazy. He looked good in his uniform. I knew him, though. I grew up with him here in Tulsa.
What was the age difference?
He was 21.
And you were?
18. And I was crazy. I was crazy, but my mother was just ragging me that whole year. I don't want you working in that plant with all those men. And my dad kept saying, what men? They're all at war.
There were mostly women that were working there then.
High school boys. There were some old 4Fs, but it was mostly high school kids, waitresses, teachers, moms, hairdressers. But it was mostly women. And not only that, the minute we'd rolled out 12 to 14 B-17s, the girl pilots from Fort Cobb, New Mexico, that were taught to fly the B-17s, were coming in by the plane load to fly those up to outside of Seattle, where they put the machine guns and the machine gun belts. The machine gun belts were 9 yards of nylon with the bullets, and they were wrapped around a wheel in a box on each side of the blister. And the machine guns were like this, out of the blister. Two machine guns to a blister. The term, you got the whole 9 yards, is where that came from.
That's
the 9
how many
yards of nylon ribbon that held the bullets.
Why did they use nylon?
No friction. Nylon has no friction. You couldn't get nylon anything because they were using them for parachutes and machine gun belts.
I think it's also what tethered the gliders to their main planes, because there was a stretchability in them, and so nylon was a major product for the Army.
Yeah. Finally, she just said, that is no place for a lady. I don't want her in that plant. She just kept ragging me that whole year. Finally, I thought, oh, well, if he's going overseas and she wants me out of Boeing, okay, I'll marry him. We got married.
And how many years were you married?
Oh, God, 62 years. He died in 2003. I married him in December of 42. All of 43, I followed him from Army camp to Army camp. We went from Tullahoma, Tennessee, Camp Forest, to Camp Phillips in Kansas, to Winter Something in the Arizona desert, because at that time they were going to send the 80th Division to join Patton's army in Africa, because they were having that big campaign there, and then they were going to go do the Anzio beachhead and go up through Italy. You know, when he was training over there for the invasion, he left Christmas of 43 and went across on the Aquitania, which was a sister ship of the Lusitania, but they brought him back on the Queen Mary. Anyway, I came back to Wichita, and I was working for Cessna. I was there 6 months, but I wasn't riveting. I was doping wings.
What year would that have been?
44.
And what does that mean, doping wings?
These small reconnaissance planes for Cessna, they used this fabric, but you had to take a brush and dip in this bucket, and you'd put this stuff on the wings because they were attached to the fuselage. But you had to dope these wings in order to harden this material that they were using. It was some kind of a duck cloth or something. It was heavy, like they used for tents and things. They'd come in sheets, and we had to dope these sheets, and then the girls would come along and cut them, and we'd tuck them under and dope them. It was sort of like a glue, but we called it doping the wings, and that's what I was doing for Cessna.